Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. When I first moved to Humboldt County, I'd already been thinking about becoming a commercial fisherman for a few years, so I bought a salmon trawler and started to figure it out. Even though I'd heard stories that my great-grandfather was a commercial fisherman, the reality is I didn't grow up around commercial fishing, so I didn't know a thing. How bad was my knowledge? Well, remember those signs that used to be along the waterfront at Woodley Island Marina that had the images of all the different types of fishing boats? Yeah, I learned how to rig my salmon trawler's trolling lines from those signs. So fast forward, and there I am running down the bay one day when I passed by the dredge ship going in the other direction, and I didn't think much of it. The next morning, however, when I went down to the breakfast counter where all the commercial fishermen hung out, I heard a guy that I didn't recognize ranting about some idiot commercial fisherman who was running down the bay the day before, and I quickly figured out it was me. Apparently, what I did wrong is really annoying to someone running a bigger vessel. I did not hold a steady course, but instead, I let my bow drift off to port and then off to starboard. It's kind of like if you were driving down the road in your car and you drifted way over to the left of your lane and then way over to the right. But with boats, you see, there are no lanes. So boats communicate to each other by making clear adjustments to the direction they're going or by holding a steady course. So if you see a boat coming towards you and you hold a steady course, then you're making it clear that you intend to keep going in that direction so the other boat can pass by you with confidence that you're not going to suddenly veer out in front of them. Or conversely, if they're still a long ways off and you make a clear turn in front of them, then they know that you intend to cross their path with plenty of time to get out of their way. What I was doing, on the other hand, was drifting back and forth and therefore basically causing the guy on the ship to have no idea what I was planning to do. And I think about that lesson often, and I notice it applies to other aspects of life. Shoot, I even see it in memes that pop up, like, the highways are littered with flattened squirrels that couldn't make a decision. Or when I'm driving and someone in a car at an intersection is looking the other way and slowly creeping through their stop sign, I really wish they would come to a crisp stop so I know that they're not going to suddenly pull out in front of me. Now, this lesson also applies to weather forecasting as well, but unfortunately, I ran out of time today, so I'll talk about that next time. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.